My name is Chris Brown. I'm a field agronomist with Burris Seed, covering East Central Illinois up into Southern Wisconsin.
All right, Chris, and you recently wrote an article here talking about developing a planting plan. Go ahead and go through the topics you were discussing in that article and some tips you have for farmers as we get planting season underway here in the coming weeks.
Well, I wrote this article specifically targeting this week because looking at the weather outside, I know some people had been started planting, but we had some rain predicted. Now we have snow predicted. If a person hasn't, if a grower has not set up a planting plan to this point, this gives guys a good opportunity to do that. And what I'm envisioning, a lot of times when your seed professional gives you seed, they have a plan on where that seed's going to best fit. Every hybrid has its positives and negatives, and we want to find the best fit so we can get the best return out of investment out of that seed purchase. So part of that best fit, we want to have the right products on the right acres, whether that's a workhorse product or a more offensive variety. Depending on the ground, you want to have the hybrid or soybean variety that's going to work best on that acre. So that's the first thing, is placing hybrids on the right acre. We want to be able to place the hybrid for the right acre, put the more offensive hybrids on the better, higher yield potential acre, and our hybrids that do better in tough conditions, we want to put those in those acres, because if you swap those, you're going to end up in a high yielding situation with corn that can't get that high yield number, or if you put an offensive variety on tough ground, a lot of times it'll fall apart and then you have a bad situation there. So we want to capture, not all hybrids are should be treated the same is the main point there. And once we get those hybrids placed on the correct acres, then we want to fine tune population, different hybrids are going to respond to population differently. Because we look at our hybrids that have more flex type ears, they typically handle better with lower populations. So you adjust your population down so you can capture that return on investment. You have less seed costs with that lower population, yet you maintain your yield level with that flex hybrid. Or if you have a hybrid that is a more of a fixed type of product, you need population to achieve yield, so then you bump that population up. And having a good combination of both sets you up for diversity on your farm and having a good result or a better result in any type of yield environment for the year. And then lastly, we want to prioritize our planting. So you want to have a plan on where you're going to start each year, and you want to prioritize your full season, your early season hybrids first, and then your full season hybrids later. That way you have that wide pollination window and dry down window later on in the year, so that you have, if you have a tight pollination window and we get really extreme high temperatures, dry weather during that pollination window, and everything you have in your operation pollinates at the same time, that hot, dry conditions can really impact yield. And if that everything's pollinated in, it impacts yield across everything on your farm. Whereas you stagger that pollination window throughout by planting your early hybrids first and then increasing your maturity as you go, you stagger out that pollination window. And if you do have a week or 2 week spell of hot, dry weather, it may not hit every hybrid on your farm. And so you have other hybrids pick up the slack for those that have been hit hard. So those three things, prioritizing your planting plant order, ensuring you have the correct population, and then ensuring you have the correct products on the correct fields. Those are the main points that I want to hit when a grower is coming up with his planting plan. And I think this year especially, a planting plan could be even more important because we don't know with the current pandemic going on right now if a farmer who has a plan in his head, if he gets sick and he's out of commission for 2, 3 weeks in a hospital, not able to have contact with the farm or limited contact, somebody needs to be able to step in and take off where he left off. And that's where this planting plan will even help more this year if something like that were to happen. Someone can step in to the operation without a lot of guidance and get going pretty quickly. One thing that our Burris account managers have done, going out and filling out with a lot of guys, they're filling out cards or stickers that we can put on a pallet of seed or a box of corn and have a field that it's that hybrids slated go to, a population and a timing written out on that card so they can put it out. So if a customer is out planting his corn out in the field, he can send his hired man or his helper, whoever's helping him pick up seed, go get the seed for the Johnson farm, and they can go and see the tag that has that farm labeled on it and pick up that seed, and everybody's on the same page. So these types of things can be really beneficial every year, and especially this year.
All right, Chris, that pretty much sums up what I was wanting for that managing for profit program. So I really appreciate that. While I've got you on the phone, just from an Illinois perspective and where you're located, if you would go ahead and talk to me about conditions in the area, if there's any planting going on, and what you're seeing in the fields.
For the last week, we've seen in Marshall County, Illinois, where I live, have seen quite a bit of planters out. But more so field work in general. A lot of anhydrous is getting put on in the last 2 weeks. Some guys have started to shift to planting and a little bit of slowdown with a little bit of rain this past weekend. But I think get through the snow the next couple of days and get a little bit of dry weather to get us back out, and we're going to be going full swing again.
All right. Any other concerns from, Burris agronomists or farmers in your area regarding COVID-19 or any other things that have popped up here recently?
I guess with Burris in general, with COVID-19, we're just being very mindful of our customers. We've shifted myself. I'm working in my home office a lot. I haven't been to a farmer call on the farm in a couple of weeks, but I've done a lot of those calls over the phone to give that agronomic support that I need to lend to the team. I've been on a lot of conference calls, been doing a lot of stuff more that way than we would the more than the in-person stuff that I've done in the past. But looking forward to getting through this portion, get some crops in the field, and then I can go socially distance out in a cornfield rather than in my office. But really, we've been very, our company's been focused on meeting the needs of the customers. And if a customer wants a face-to-face contact, we take as many precautions we have to keep that social distance, but we still try to have that. If a grower would prefer to do business over the phone mostly, we've done that to accommodate that. So it's a different world we're living in right now, and we're learning with everybody how to best handle it.